It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing tonight on the county's proposed property tax rate for the 2024-25 fiscal year. As proposed, the countywide tax rate would rise from about $5.17 per $1,000 of tax assessed valuation to about $6.22. During Monday's supervisors' meeting, Board Chair Scott Cerwinski read a letter from former County Supervisor Arnie Bogie in response to the possible tax hike.
I'm writing today to protest the nearly 19% increase in next year's tax asking. To say the least, I would be embarrassed to take such a number to the public. I fully appreciate the complexity of your office and the constraints under which you must work.
Supervisor Jacob Hackman is not surprised by the pushback.
I don't think there's a single person that's going to thank us. I can probably say that.
Hackman said the county must address the cost of doing business, noting increases in health insurance premiums and wages. Supervisor Matt Kuhn said the board should use the public hearing to explain the budgeting process.
We got to be clear, we cut the request, not the actual budget,
correct,
what we were giving, because there's a little bit of miscommunication on what we cut secondary roads budget. Well, no, there was discussion, at least that one day when I was here, of keeping it at 85%, and then it went back up to 90%. So we're actually giving 10% more.
County Attorney David Laudner expanded on so-called budget cuts.
I don't know that you cut in the sense of the term. You didn't reduce anyone's expenditures from the prior fiscal year to this fiscal year. We're running into the same problem the federal government does when they say, oh, we're cutting you. Well, you were allowed to grow 5%. We don't allow you to grow 3%. That's considered a cut to some people. So you got to define what you mean by cut. Maybe I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, none of the budgets are going to be operating with less money than they did the year before.
The public hearing on the proposed property tax levy rate, which supervisors could still lower, starts at 6 p.m. tonight in the courtroom of the Chickasaw County Courthouse in New Hampton. It's been just over a month since the Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing was shut down when its structural integrity became compromised. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT says repair work on the existing bridge is moving along at a great pace, but they're also keeping a watchful eye on any additional impacts from nearby construction of the new Black Hawk Bridge that will connect northeast Iowa and southwest Wisconsin.
We are doing everything we can to monitor the safety of that bridge while work is going on, like it has been since day one of the project. We are monitoring the piers on the existing bridge just to make sure that there are no other issues with those piers as well as construction continues.
Helmstead says Kramer North America is still on track to have the bridge repaired and safe for traffic by the end of April. In the meantime, the public can take advantage of the water taxi service to cross the river from one side to the other, which Helmstead notes was a complex undertaking to get operational.
When you are dealing with Iowa DOT, Wisconsin DOT, you are dealing with getting a licensed captain, getting a boat that has met Coast Guard inspections, then getting shuttle buses or transit buses on the Iowa side and the Wisconsin side, coordinating all that, working with Fish and Wildlife because we had to put in an extra dock for the water taxi, working with the Coast Guard, and working with different cities, DeSoto, Wisconsin, Lansing.
Helmstead says the Iowa and Wisconsin DOTs are splitting the cost to provide the water taxi and accompanying shuttle services free to passengers 7 days a week. A link to learn more can be found with this story on our station website. The latest version of legislation to change funding and oversight for the state's 9 area education agencies has passed in the Iowa House, with the Iowa Senate expected to take up the issue again this week. House File 262 proposes connecting AEA funding to an increase in teacher pay and the annual funding for K-12 schools. House Republican leaders say the bill restores most of their priorities on those issues, with some concessions to the Senate to push the package through to the governor. The legislation would continue to require school districts to use the AEAs for special education support services, such as speech therapy or psychological assessments. As part of that, districts must send through 90% of state funding for special ed services to the AEAs. Districts would control the remaining 10% of state funding for special ed support. Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City is skeptical.
Because there seems to be a lack of appreciation on the nature of the AEAs being like a co-op or collective buying to provide rural schools with high-quality services that couldn't get on their own. The small schools are by law entitled to get these services, and I don't want to see anything happen to the AEAs that diminishes their ability to get these services.
Some superintendents have said they would spend more on local services if they controlled the state money that currently flows directly to the AEAs. However, Barb Schwammen, superintendent of the Osage and Riceville school districts, tells Iowa Public Radio the flexibility is not worth it if it causes the AEAs in her area to cut staff or programs, such as speech and language therapists, occupational therapists, social workers, and some technology people. New Hampton varsity baseball coach Corey McDonald is taking on more responsibility. During a special school board meeting last night, McDonald was approved as the new activities director, replacing Scott Frericks. Frericks is going back into the classroom full-time and will continue as the Chickasaw's head football coach. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.